because there's one more aspect that has to be attuned. There might be some of those jackballs, some of the old zeitgeist that Bob didn't have a chance to save that are going to make it, but they're not going to be ascended. You have a whole, what we call the Walking Dead. You got the whole Yves Saint Laurent. You got all of the Saint Germain. They've not had benefit of Bob, and they're eternal. They're ascended. They have never descended. They're there, but you can't say that they. The point of what we're talking about is you have to go through Bob. And if they don't go through Bob, now they may, but if they haven't yet, and they're already ascended. So there is that window. Jeannie's mama is another example. She's not had the benefit of Bob, and she's eternal. No problem.
Well, Bob's only affected, at most a few hundred people. Is that the only people who are going to ascend?
No, you don't know that. You don't know that. He's got more than a couple of hundred people pictures he had made on the gravestones, Carolyn. No, he's done a lot more people. You have these strange people from Algeria and bumfuck Egypt. I've been listening to you for 20 years, and you're like, well, I've only been on for 11. I'm going, no. I went back to Bob Carr.
Let's not go off on a Bob rant. That's okay. Yeah. I understand.
Oh, okay. So I have a question.
He has
to
affected more people. He's just cleaning up a few things. We'll get back, Carolyn. We know what you want, Carolyn. We're going to give it to you. Just let him clean it up because he'll never let it go otherwise.
What were we talking about, Carolyn? What's the topic?
Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know what I was going to say. Once we had the internet, Carolyn, and that was the ground, 1960, 1990 in my chart, then we have the after image of the internet, which is what people engage in, the after image. And we were the ground. Well,
no,
I called
no.
it anthropomorphic physical no. on my chart. Okay, Carolyn?
Yeah.
And the disease issue was immune deficiencies. So I put the major disease, as you go through chronic fatigue and the other ones that you did, immune is the Bob quadrant. That's the basic problem. So my chart is accurate in light of what Ion just said. Correct, Ion?
Yeah.
What you said about the immune situation. So, okay. So, I have your notes, chip body topic earlier, leading to the mystery body. Then I have in brackets, odd statement by Ion, and then in brackets, hate Croker? Did you say that I hate Croker, or you hate Croker, or the chip body hated Croker, leading to the mystery body? Is there something to be explained there?
Yeah, we all hate Croker. He stands for everything wrong.
Because... Well, Thompson is the most dangerous. No hope. What is Croker
no,
do
no,
wrong?
No, question. What does Croker do? He sets you up for the fall.
And what is that fall that he sets you up for?
That you can't survive. You can't make the transition.
Okay, that's the same no hope as Thompson.
Well, Thompson is you never had any hope. Croker lets you believe you've got a chance, and then you get dashed at the end. It builds you up, but see, that's the rub.
What did McLuhan do on the disservice level we're talking about here with Thompson Croker?
He pointed out the incredulity that humans embraced from their visceral knowings that went outside of the Dobbs Quadrant. If he hadn't done that, Dobbs Quadrant would have kicked in and eased into the societal woes and been a soothing sad. And then no one would have to worry about bringing a TV. Dad, don't bring that TV in the house. It'll kill everything. My sister's about dead anyway, but it'll really kill her. You know, it would ease that off, that whole construct.
What did
but
you
instead,
do
you
to
made
cause
it
that thing. Problem?
He brought the what remote control. He brought the remote control.
Well, the idea of machines come alive and take over, that idea?
They do. They did.
Because of McLuhan.
Marge Stewart, fuck McLuhan.
Right, okay, got it. So that's the disservice of McLuhan. What's the disservice of LaRouche?
Oh, paranoia.
Right.
If he could say what he had to say. No, not too much. If he could say what he had to say and it not be paranoia, we'd say, great, no problem. Because the queen might come shove something up your bum. Could be. You may have to eat the babies.
Okay, fine. But don't make it from this conditioned response of ridiculousness, you see?
Yeah.
The zeitgeist is what made that wrong. But that's why you have Furry Lent to take care of that.
How does Furry Lent take care of that?
It stands for everything the Marquis de Sade was for.
And that bypasses the disservice of LaRouche?
Yeah. Yeah, because he said if you enjoy it, Furry Lent would say if you get the Queen to do that, that could be quite a party. You'd enjoy it.
Okay, yeah, Furry Lent is partying, and that would be Dobbs' correction of these guys waylaying my agenda.
Yeah. Wailing. Right. We'd call it the Wailing Jennings. The Wailing Jennings.
Yeah,
Not Wailing the singer, the Wailing, like screaming, wailing. The Wailing Jennings.
What are Jennings?
Oh, you'll come when you do your next continuation of the tiny note. The next step,
okay. You'll
have Jennings. Jennings will be a quadrant. You'll see.
Yeah, but that's not a person. No, it is a person.
It will be. It is a person.
Peter Jennings from Canada.
Fuck no. Good Lord.
What you said, those guys as a disservice, I intuited that because I slapped a Shakespearean tragedy on each one of them. Okay?
That's right.
And
that's
I was right. Not a tragedy. But what's interesting, we had created the perfect tempest, which is the play I said was my quadrant. So it's a
and use T.S. Eliot to validate it in a most ridiculous kind of way.
Okay, good. Now,
no, don't say good. You're going to leave out Wyndham Lewis. You're going to let that go. Come on, Mr. Question Asker. You can do better than that.
I don't know if I'm making a note to go back to that. I don't know if I can do it right now. T.S. Eliot saved the day.
It might. T.S. Eliot and then how that connects the Pentad to Wyndham Lewis. Good. Okay, you got it for now. That'll make a whole session right there for you.
Yeah.
Mr. Big Man.
Very good. Okay, so you said.
We'll have to get Clinton to spell the big words for you, though.
Spell them, did you say?
Yeah, we'll get Clinton to spell the big words for you.
Yeah. Okay, and it's true that if you come across Burbly, the recording is clear. You know, for some reason. Okay.
Well, it's the tech body's representation that this should never be occurring. It should never be happening. This should never be. It should never be. It's an abomination before God that you can take in this mega field, however protected, moved in such a capacity that this type of verbiage is displayed. It's ridiculous. It would be the Catholic Church would have you killed if you tried to do it during the whatever that Potiphar's house when Potiphar's house was an issue, or when the Borgias were running the papacy.
Right.
Try saying what you're saying lately, and have your head chopped off, sir.
Right, and that includes
in the name of God.
Ion
would be the abomination. You see, because. The smoke monster would be too much. It's a John Locke problem.
I get you. So,
that would be a good Bob.
Yes. Now, what was that topic? That was all about the burbling.
The disservices.
The 311th objects. 311th of check body objects. Now, 811th.
Yeah, we're real concerned.
About what?
We're real concerned about the morphing of the three. The morphing of the 311.
Yeah, they're a minor irritation. We'll see. But you are genuinely concerned about them objecting to us.
Well, you don't know what's talking to you.
311th, you're a bit concerned. You were serious when you said you're concerned.
Yes.
Okay. You said 3 years ago, subcultures can take over in American culture, I think, maybe globally. Are we seeing different subcultures?
Esoterically, yes.
Like there's people say, there's a global 2000 Kissinger plan to depopulate the planet. That's what Tariq goes on about. Yeah. There might be a subculture that's grown up with that meaning.
Sure.
This is the time to do it, right?
Sure.
But there are other
subcultures. It's esoteric.
It's esoteric, but it's real. And there are other subcultures aware of them, fighting them. Is that true? There's a fight among the subcultures.
Don't know if it's real or not. We disagree. Esoteric.
No. It's real that people believe it. That people, there is a subculture believes this meme, and they're trying to have it happen. Depopulate,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's other subcultures who are pretty powerful now, thanks to Trump, that are fighting them.
Yeah, they're fighting the fight.
But we're in another level saying, the depopulation is going to happen because of human stupidity and COVID-20 and stuff like that, that the subcultures don't consider.
It's the difference between the Han Dynasty and the Ming Dynasty. Those are the two differences.
Yeah, and the Han Dynasty isn't finished.
Right. That's right. But the
are
Ming
we
is.
More... Right, but is the Han Dynasty the subcultures or it's us moving it to another level?
It's you, Bob.
All right, good. You use the word absolescence, A-B-S-O-L, not O-B-S-O-L, last week. Did you mean the A-B? And I looked it up, and it has a certain meaning. Did you mean that?
Yeah.
Not obvious.
Yes,
all right.
You do.
You can look up absolescence, Carol, and see what you get from that. Okay. They now say it goes from lung damage in the corona patients to heart damage. Is that part of the new COVID-20? That they don't know, they don't want to acknowledge?
No, it doesn't go to heart damage. It changes the way the psyllium in the lungs, they get stopped up and you basically drowned. And the ventilator just pushes the water deeper into the lungs where oxygen would allow it to dry. It oxidizes it. So they're using it exactly the wrong way.
And it's not heart damage as a later phase. They are misreading what's happening. Okay.
Well, it overloads the system, and then the heart just quits beating because there's nothing to pump. And so you got to pump.
Right.
You got to move this stuff around, and once you get it in water, you know, it's like taking all the pericardial fluid out from around the heart, it'll quit beating.
And that happens with the lung problem and what you just said.
In reverse.
Is that new information about that, Carolyn? Carolyn, is that new information for you? You're not even listening. Gee, okay, forget it. You'll find out later. Okay, the next thing.
It'd be good. She's got things to do, Bob. She's important. Unlike you, she's important.
she does my bidding. But anyways, I think.
What'd you say about P. Diddy? What'd you say about P. Diddy?
P. Diddy?
P. Diddy? What'd you say about P. Diddy?
Does he still live out in Long Island?
May do. Yeah. And Little Dicky? Don't forget Little Dicky. That's a good one, too.
Who did P. Diddy marry? He married J. Lo and they got split. Is P. Diddy with anybody?
Yeah.
I don't care about him. He's a billionaire.
He's an autosexual. He don't like boys or girls. He's by himself now.
Okay. Does he still produce stuff? Is he still in the business?
A little bit. Not much. Not much going on now.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, it was a little different. But anyway, anymore, everybody's just sitting around in their panty drawers trying to make music for free, Bob.
Yeah, so they're doing it in their digital salons, but the black people, the rappers, they need to be, they're hyperactive. They need to bounce around, do their shit. Are they getting very frustrated being stuck? They're not used to that, right?
No, they're not. Hyper. They don't know. And they're scared because they think it's like never ending, but see, they're the ones that go out and they'll buy hundreds of dollars worth of water at a restaurant. You know, when the waiter comes by and interrupts you and wants to sell you a glass of water, they spend hundreds of dollars on water, and now they got no income coming in. Well, you're smart. You say, no, don't bring me any more water. I'm not, just charge me for it, but don't ask me if you want any more. Charge me whatever you charge me, but stop offering to sell me a glass of water.
Yeah, so they're addicted to comforts. That is a problem for them now.
Well, they've made, that's how they're successful. See, you've got to go to the Hollywood, Wilshire Boulevard, the Beverly Hilton, and drink $90 glasses of rosé wine in order to be somebody so you can get a come up. You see, that's okay. How that works. But if you don't do that, then you're a nobody.
Yeah, but there's no place to go. That place ain't open, so they can't determine who's who anymore. Who's
right. That's prominent. Exactly correct. That's
okay.
Correct. That's correct.
Next question. Good. I think Tariq says 5G sucks out oxygen. Is that true? 5G suck out oxygen?
We hope so. We hope so. Fire does too. Fire does too.
And so that's a benefit to the ascending if the 5G sucks out oxygen.
Yes.
But not to little man. That's really bad for little man.
Because they're going to die. That's right.
Okay. The next question, I watched this documentary which goes into new details about Satanism and pederasty at the restaurant known as Pizza Gate, run by maybe a guy who descended from the Rothschilds. So this lady lays out, Clinton, everybody used to go to this restaurant and eat the pizza, but actually there was sodomy or pederasty going on in the basement. Is that true?
That's true. That's what that whole thing was about. That was the John Podesta, some of his play parties.
So her video is pretty accurate on the perversity of Podesta and all.
As you remember, they were making a big to-do that somebody went into the pizza parlor and was shooting it up. Well, that's what it was. Remember the Republicans that were tearing it up? They were exposing it. That's why they had to be a big thing. They were talking about what a terrible thing it was, an affront that those people were being disturbed or whatever.
Okay,
yeah, she's quite a freak.
Who, the Hillary? Woman? This. Yeah,
Hillary
was Bill into it?
Oh, yeah. He'd fuck anything. Yeah. He don't care. He don't eat.
Okay, so Hillary, you know, you have said not told who, whether she was lesbian or not. You've kept it, you know, you didn't say. But that's because she was worse than I knew about, is the freak level of her. Okay, is that because she grew up in this enlightened household where her father opened China and was really part of the secret real world? She sort of perverted her youthful mind at seeing the elite and what they were doing?
She always went into, there's always the subculture. Remember in the ninth gate, they had the Travorkia had the subculture worshiping the devil, and Hilda was trying to get it, and Boris Balkin had to have it. That hierarchy that they could spend all these resources to attain the sublime.
Right.
That's all this is. It's just another example of, well, I can do this. Well, I can fuck dead people. Oh, well, I can fuck dead people and like it. Oh, well, I can kill people while I'm fucking them. That's even better. I got them alive and dead. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on to the point that's kind of like you don't wake up one day and decide to be a pedophile. It's an achieved persona.
Right. Well, was she perverted in college, and that's what Clinton liked about her?
Yeah, all of it, all the way through. No, Clinton didn't like her. He doesn't like her now. It was a power thing. He'd never be the governor of Arizona, no Arkansas, no Alaska, no Arkansas, or Kansas. Yeah, he'd have never been the governor of Arkansas were it not for Hillary Rotten Clinton.
So Bill found out about the secret power that Hillary's family was involved in.
Fuck yeah, money, 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 money makes the world go round, makes the world go round, money.
But that money is not public. Hillary's father is not known to be really wealthy, correct?
It's not about it. We didn't say wealthy. We said money. There's a difference.
They get access to money?
You're not wealthy. You're not wealthy, Bob, but you have lots of money. You're not wealthy.
Okay, so they have access to money whenever they want to, Mr. Clinton, for her father.
So do you, Bob.
Okay, good. Satanism, okay, the movie then leads into, the document goes into, oh, they all want adrenochrome, which Carolyn found interesting. Is that the thing, before our products show up, is that the best drug out there for stimulating perversity or whatever it does to people?
Well, yeah. But it's the same thing that the Marquis de Sade and Caligula and all those were borrowing, just the avant-garde. Anything, the rush, the popper, the amyl nitrate, the puff you up, you know, the puff you over the top kind of stuff.
Right. So it's speed, meth. It did something to you. And,
Adderall.
Right. So is that interesting, Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So I'm linking back to Santa Claus. Well, I was Santa Claus. And I see new civilizations. They go from place to place and seeding. And so I figured out, oh, that's why I don't bother ascending and go to Andromeda. I'm going on to the next new civilization I'm going to see, correct?
Basically. Well, yeah, but don't play that up like that because it isn't even like that. So it's fine, but you're arguing for the limitation that you don't even have. So it's like, okay, if there's any limitation, I'm going to embrace it so that I can get over it. You know, it's like, wait, why you got to do all that? You got to just be right, own it, tell them what you're going to tell them, and tell them to fuck off. We'll do it. We don't mind, Bob. We'll tell them to fuck off in a second.
I know.
Don't bother
you're
us
now.
A minute.
Now, listen, so Ophanel is a subplot of Santa seeding this world here, this earth, or Ophanel is more important, more involved than the Santa Claus aspect of myself?
Yes, for certain. Because, why? Because of the little book. That's why.
Well, the little book is a my chart?
No, that's the tiny note.
Right, but the little book is our products, what we make.
What you are.
Oh, okay.
What
we
you
are. The little book. All right, we're the little book. And that is what we are is what's in this other dimension on Maui. That's part of what we are.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
We like that.
All right. Now, on Tuesday, now the subcultures are different factions that are fighting with their old memes.
Don't call it a subculture, call it a subset. The subculture is a whole thing. That's part of the design. We call it that because we can handle it. You can't. You call it a subset because there's levels of it that's becoming.
Right. And are we resetting the subset?
Well, we're going to see. We don't know today. We're going to see. Maybe. We're going to see.
Would that involve some of the empires, like the Trafalgar?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Don't use Trafalgar as an empire. Because you don't know. And see, you'll come back and that'll confuse you later. That's like saying, oh, well, that's the essence of the Thompson Quadrant. It's true, but it would just confuse the conversation. When Bert listens to it, he's like, where the fuck did that come from? Where do you get that from there? It's too far because it doesn't necessarily apply. That's the rub. It's not a problem. It's just there's no reason. People listen. Believe it or not, Bob, people actually listen to this shit. Can you imagine that?
Okay, so when I used the Trafalgar idea to explain why the bullets disappeared in Jitterbug's car, the exit disappeared, you accepted me saying the Trafalgars did it, but it's not necessarily them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we take that by rote. We just don't want you to make that one of the empires that will be overcoming. Because the empires are going to strike back. Okay, we want it to be clear who they are when they strike back. And right now you'd be killing your clear and present help if you pick the wrong empire presently. So it's best for you not to know, because you know everybody is a friend and you know everybody is an enemy. And you don't know the difference, because they love you till they hate you and they hate you till they love you. So you don't really put much stock in any of them, or happily righteously so, the righteous gemstone you are.
Right. I get that. I was thinking of that yesterday and today. We don't know which subcultures are helping us and against us, and that's an ongoing drama of cognition that's coming, us interacting with
the
subculture.
We actually say it's not a subset. We actually say it's a part that you kind of turn them against you. You see? You make your best enemies. You make your best enemies. Because if you're that powerful, you'd have to make them or they wouldn't exist.
Right.
No?
They help
can't
me.
Can't complain about the thing. They do. Yes, exactly. And everything that's come against you so far has put you exactly where you are today, and you couldn't be happier today.
Right. Okay, so but we're that subculture is what we're just talking about, not subset.
Ask Nelson Thal. You've astounded him. He can never believe that you're doing the things that you said you was going to do that he never accepted ever that you could ever
do. I was just a lot of fun for him. toy boy,
yeah.
boy toy,
yeah.
intellectually. But he's aware of what we're doing, secretly checks out what
yeah.
we're saying.
Hell yeah, you can't look any billboard, Bob. She's everywhere.
Yeah, even what we're talking about Herbert Armstrong and updating it. We're going further than Herbert. That
That's
was what was mine.
That's right. That's right.
Right. Okay, so did we explain why?
How firm a foundation.
Right. And he's a good symbol of a subculture of Canada, you know, or a subset.
He lays out the disservices of not coming into your place of power. He lays
right.
out the disservices of not embracing the culture dynamics and the modicons that lay into this exponential condition that this expatriation or transfiguration or undimification or ramdimification that you're supposed to become this thing in a fatalist kind of way. That
right.
what is to be will be going to be solved anyway. So why worry about it? But yet you have the choice to decide if you will allow fate to be your aim.
To be your aim, A-I-M.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so we're talking we did discuss why COVID-19 comes back. Was that basically COVID-20 is what that is when it comes back? You get
we
over your COVID-19.
We didn't say, but yes.
Yeah, we talked about that. Okay, so Ion said... one of Bert's transcriptions this
yeah.
week, I just posted last
we
night, December...
We fuck with
yeah,
Bert.
December 3rd. Is that a negative thing, to fuck with somebody? You say that often.
Oh, no. To fuck, it means that we include them. That means we bedfellers. That means we kick it. That means we eat ice cream together. That means we dig what each other thinks. You know, blurry face, and we care about what you think. Yeah. To fuck with you means that you're in the posse. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And did you say you fuck with it? You fuck them? You didn't say that part. Yeah, no, I know that, but then in there in his inventory, the second one, he
yeah.
said something like having sex with them. You didn't say that, did you?
Yeah, no, to fuck with them. We fuck with them. That means
no, I understand that, but then you listed
yeah.
the examples, and one of them sounds like sex in the bed. You sit in the bed.
Oh, yeah, meaning, yeah, no, they could come sleep in the bed, but you wouldn't have to have coitus, but they'd be all right to come sleep in the bed together.
Right. Okay, I got it.
Would be
so
all right.
December...
And a playtime... Meaning, in a platonic kind of way, if they needed a place to sit, if you need to camp out and everybody sleep in the same bed, that'd be all right. If I fuck with you, that'd be all right.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I get it. December 3rd, 2016, he has Ion saying, don't get too tangled up in the body and forget the cell, which is what I say, Carol. The cell is more important than your words and your arms and legs.
Mm-hmm.
The cell
mm-hmm.
is what permeates the universe, and any animals come out of the cell or different forms. And that's why you, as a human, can become a tiger because you work with the same cell. The cell, if you can control it, can be any form. Would you agree with that?
He's got a tiger by the tail. It's plain to see.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you agree with that statement. Okay, don't get too tangled up in the body and forget the cell. All you need is the cell to
yeah.
bloom. If the cell
Correct.
Blooms, the vidya will make itself. Vidya, he spelled it V-I-D-Y-A. I looked it up. It's some Hindu religious idea. Is that what you were referring to when you say the vidya?
We were saying the vidya, like the mocking of the squidbillies, like the video would be made. But it does apply to the Hindu Buddhist representation of the deity position, yes.
Right, but it's also referring to the TV, YouTube one makes. It's a cell phone video.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, vidya
yeah.
is how vidya is what the squidbillies call TV.
Yeah, that's what Granny calls things on the Lucky Box, the vidya.
Okay, got it. So what's
the story? Her stories on the TV. She watches that on the milk on the butter churn. She watches the
right.
stories on the churn. And the Lucky Box has vidyas.
Right, and she's sitting on some churn in the animation. She's drawn to be sitting on something.
She's trying to watch her stories.
Okay, if the cell blooms, the vidya will make itself. That explains why the tech body happened. It evolved from the chip body.
That's right. It also explains how we're going to fix your vidya. We're going to fix your vidya,
right.
too. Your $50,000 vidya. We're going to fix that, too. It's going to be the best thing ever. We're going to fix it. We promised we would, because it wasn't for naught. Because Karen was so sweet. She said, we wasted money, but we got to waste it on something. So might as well do it on something Bob wants.
Yeah, you just said we're so going to, and I missed the word. You said we're going to do something.
We're going to waste some money. We're going to waste some money. But if we're going to waste some money, let's waste it on something that Bob wants.
I know. But then you're talking about what you're going to do with it. You said a sentence. We're going to do
We're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. We're going to make it bloom.
Yeah, but I think there was another twist, nuance in what you were saying that evoked the question.
Probably. It's in the recording, so you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay, so the tech body evolves. This is an important understanding. This is how the tech body gets inside us and inside your cells, and your cells are out there in the fucking galaxies. There's no inner and outer separation, no veils.
Well, that's right, but there is presently. But when you reach what you call nirvana, then, that's the case. Good.
Right, but the black mirror is the new veil for a little bit. Okay. And then you go, let's do that one more time. So you're actually referring back in 2016 about making my video, redoing it. That's a little embed right there.
We like that.
Before,
we like it.
You like what? The fact that you embedded that prediction?
No, that you thought enough of it to save it. You didn't throw it away.
Yeah, okay, good. If the lotus blooms, the cell will fix itself. So if your understanding, your awareness or something, your proprioceptive 18 senses blossom, then the tech body unfolds with no problem to you, the ascended.
Correct. And then it yields. And then the angels have no choice but to fulfill the conditioned repose of the tech body's response. Of the tech body's response. Get that right now. Because then what happens?
The toll, T-O-L-L-S, the toll, blah, 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 you said. Am I getting the word tolls right? Or did you say something else?
The hold.
Right. And just so you know, people, the reason I can't make out a lot of what Ion says, the tech body comes in and burbles it, because it's a pissed off that we're having this conversation with Ion. So that's why I have to ask Ion ad nauseum, but what he fucking just said. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So,
everybody listen, it's the same thing he does to y'all when y'all are on Saturday Night Show, too, so it's no different.
Yeah, that's why you're all fucked up. Take my plane with
you.
You
got bad phones, and you can't get old speakers, and you talk low, and you can't speak right, and you got to print slowly, and you got all these things you got to work out. Yeah.
Yeah, then we blame the tech body for that.
One night in Bangkok.
The 311s had their party. If the lotus blooms, the cell will fix itself. If the lotus blooms, the cell will fix itself. Had T.S. Eliot saved the day and connected to Wyndham Lewis, what area of our concern does that involve with? What did T.S. Eliot say, the old editor of Faber and Faber, the dare-do-well?
He cleaned up the pie-eyed maceration of Wyndham Lewis.
Did that help? Did he help Wyndham Lewis in doing that?
No. He completed it. He made it. He showed you how that the Hallow Men, the headpiece without straw, applied. He showed you, ridiculously sometimes, what a feeble contempt the humans had, or Wyndham Lewis had, for life as we know it.
Ah, so Eliot redid Lewis better. Lewis was on to the idea, but fucked it up in how he presented it with his attitude.
Very good. Very good. He got drunk on his own liquor, Bob.
Right. Was he drunk by 1920 or 1940? He seems to have calmed down after World War II.
World War II checked him. because all this shit he got into got blowed up in World War II because his positions were not correct. You see, in World War II was his comeuppance.
Yeah, I
see. So he had to calm down a little bit.
And that's the theme in the book, Self-Condemned, about his stage during World War II in Canada, and that's when he met Marsh McLuhan's, the character in the book. It's called Self-Condemned.
Correct.
That's him writing a novel.
No, you mean Annie Hall.
No.
No, we couldn't resist. We couldn't resist.
Yeah,
it was
funny.
Yes, it was funny. Clinton thought it was funny, and he's important. You like what he has to say. You like what everything he, you listen to him. You don't listen to nobody else. Why can't you listen to him? How's that really work? Oh, okay. Going in trance, are you?
I'm a dark soul.
In trance, okay. Yeah.
I'm a dark soul. Okay, so Wyndham Lewis, so this book, 1954, Self-Condemned, where he realizes his what he learned during World War II and North America. Did McLuhan help him learn something, or did McLuhan get fooled and try to redo the bad Lewis?
Fooled by the bad Lewis, yeah. But now, the good news is Marge wasn't taken aback. She saw through his bullshit, and she realized that he was just a Johnny-come-lately. He was a Lewis Carroll. Yeah, through the maypole, through the looking glass.
You're saying Marge knew Lewis was like that.
That's correct. She's very smart. She's like
did
you,
she
Bob.
Like,
she's really smart.
Right, no. And did she... She was so smart. She recognized how smart.
You hear that, Carolyn? We had to say he was smart so he'd keep us around another day. Isn't that good?
What, I can stay around another... Did you just say I can stay around another day because I'm smart?
We had to say you were smart so you'd let us stay around one more day.
Right. Now, the thing is that Marge showed her smartness because she recognized I was smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's
now, what, maceration. What's your meaning of a maceration?
Oh, kind of like if you take a berry, like a dried berry, and put it in alcohol, like bourbon, you would macerate cherries. You try to put a fluid, you dry something out, and then add a different fluid with flavor into it, and you macerate it. So you're taking something and making it dry or where it's very arid and then adding something that's wet to pull into the structure. That's what you're trying to do with the eye cells. You're trying to macerate the cells of the meat sack body. It's a maceration. You're trying to pull that into the cell at the cellular level.
Is it kind of hydration?
No, it's a type of rehydration where you change something. See, if you macerate it with something else, it takes on the new flavor. Like the elderberry wine, you can use an elderberry wine to macerate a bread pudding. Just soak that into it, you see.
Right, so I'll go back and see that, you know, I think you said T.S. Eliot macerated Lewis.
He did. He certainly did. He tried to take the dryness of Lewis and do it and change the flavor. It's like adding vanilla flavoring to ice cream, Bob. It macerates the pudding, the custard, with a vanilla flavor, making it vanilla ice cream. Just like that.
Right. Now, what what work did Eliot achieve the maceration of Wyndham Lewis's themes?
Oh, he just pointed out that he was a ridiculous sot, a fool. He was of no value or worth. That's
you mean
what
he wrote
Halloman
this?
Was about. That's what the Halloman was about, was to tell him that you're goofball, you're stupid, you're headpiece without straw. You're a headpiece. Well, you got it, but that's the point. And that's about the best thing Eliot ever did, but that's the point.
Okay, Carolyn, you want to ask a couple of your quotes for a few minutes? Where's Carolyn?
I'm here.
Nope.
I have questions, but is 2 hours enough?
Yeah, I only want to do about 2 hours. Yeah, that's.
So we did 2 hours, so let's just break.
Yeah, that's a good time. Unless Ian has.
It's all he can do to keep everything that you've got plowed up in cultivation. It's all you can do, and you keep breaking up new ground every day. It's all you're taking over the world. You stop the world, stop media college, stop university, stop the hospital, kill the airlines, stop the economy worldwide. And yeah, now we have to stop in the sidebar and help the big house. But yeah, we don't mind doing a little of it, but because they favor conditions from a predisposed place that allows them a tactile, sometimes we hope visceral advantage to the coming times of woe.
So you're saying the White House is clued into the services of Iandel. Is that what your sentence just said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you give a particular individual credit for that?
We didn't.
In around Trump?
We
right,
didn't.
Because
you're not, yeah, we're not. Yeah,
yeah
no,
this,
no.
Video, this video about the Satanists and Adrenochrome, in the end, praises Don as the master of the book written in the 1880s about Barron and make a big deal out of Trump. And he's like a magus. Would you agree with that?
From the 1880s?
No.
Wow, that's from the Luddites.
Don Trump
that
today
was before the Luddites.
Great, yeah, I know. Is Don Trump a great magus?
Yeah.
He's a bit, yeah, he's not that great the way she's
right.
Building him up.
Okay.
He didn't, he respected his uncle who got involved with the Tesla archives, but Trump never studied or got any personal knowledge from his
he
uncle.
Know. He says, we'll have to wait and see what happens. We'll just wait and see.
Right.
We'll wait.
But he didn't study his uncle's archives on Tesla.
No. No.
All right.
No. They didn't, but they don't believe Tesla.
Who's they?
The
Project Paperclip? Project Paperclip
all
people?
Of all of them.
They don't.
You'd
well,
be
Tesla
using it
bit,
today if they believed it.
I know, but he's a bit wrong because he got second quality stuff from the Russian scientists.
Right. Well, exactly. So there you go.
Yeah. And the Russian scientists favored the Belgium Leopold's wife, right?
Yes.
He favored
yes.
her. She's the
there
Tesla. The way
yeah.
they build up Tesla.
And she's
okay.
also a steward.
She's a steward. Oh, there, look at that, Carol.
Well,
she's
you,
a steward.
But you knew that. We went through that way back in the day.
Okay.
The pizza.
All right. So
they were saving for Belgium.
We've got the bead on. So what does it mean that Trump, has his family always had an in to the White House? Instead of his parents
no.
and grandparents? No?
Well, not like that. It kind of comes. Strom Thurmond, you didn't have to be that far. You didn't want, that's no kind. You don't want to be there, Bob. Those people are leaving. Those are tenants. Those people who live there are tenants. They don't last long. You don't want anything tied up with them because 30 minutes time you get something worked out, they're gone. You want Strom Thurmond speaking for you.
Oh,
you want
okay.
Tom
and,
Murphy
and,
speaking for you.
Yeah, you're
you
talking
want
about
somebody
the president
been around for 100 years.
Yeah, the president is ephemeral, is what you're just saying. Those that are
right.
presidents,
they're tenants. There's sharecroppers.
Right. Now Trump himself is trying to overcome that limitation in his own personal ambitions. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. He knows that. He knows the problem
he
that he's in.
And he's got a big mess. He's got a big mess, and he keeps causing it and stepping in it and pulling it out and says, yep, I'm an asshole. Yep. Look, y'all, they put a son of a bitch in the White House. How about that? it's hysterical.
But he's got help. That's the point. For some, he's a person of destiny.
Praise Bob. He does.
Would you say he's a person of fate? And we were talking earlier about the problem of the fatalist.
Praise Bob. Praise Bob.
Okay. Bob is the most balanced fatalist.
No,
I'm the most
we're
comprehensive
fatalist. We're going to see. We're going to see. We're going to see.
All right. Very
so
good.
We're going to see how you apply your tactility. See?
All right.
You,
and that was,
Bob, are going to apply tactility. Now, when you do that, then the superfluous we, will see how that goes. Good.
And we'll end with your definition of tactility today.
Tactility is the distance between what you've seen and seen, S-E-E-N, and what you thought you saw.
Yeah, did you put in S-E-E-N as in Michael in that, or just seen?
In.
Seen? In. It's all
no,
in.
Seen. In.
Between what you see and seen. That's the
No.
Interval.
What you've seen and what you thought you saw. It's seen
oh, okay.
and saw, not see. from seeing and what you thought you saw, because they're never the same thing.
Yeah, that applies to Carol. She needs to learn that lesson. Learn that lesson, Carol, between what you see and what you thought you saw.
Well, be careful. She'll lay out. She'll lay you out with them. She'll put them angels. She'll put you back on the rack, make you a nice bed of nails, and let you see what you can see. Happy days. Happy days.
All right. Thank you very much, Ian.
You're welcome. That's always. Enjoy. Hey, we might have a show Saturday night, huh?
Yep. Just a few people need to show up. That's enough.
Let's try it and see how it goes. We can't.
All right.
We sent you music. Before you go in or out of your trance, we expect your music to be played.
Oh, yeah, Carol's on to my trance. She understands now. So we're good.
Oh, excellent. Good. Carol, we're going to get a translator on his chair.
I know.
Take him out of his trance to get his translator to shake his chair hard.
Consisting of little nails.
But it is true, Ion. You maybe agree that I go into trance in my paying attention to the whole environment of the colors.
Sure, you're like Michael Blake Reed. You don't have a clue what was said after you got through.
right. I agree with that. Yeah,
I don't have a clue. Did I say that? I didn't say that. That was somebody else. I couldn't say that. That's ridiculous. Who would say that? Wyndham Lewis wouldn't even say that. That's crazy.
So, am I doing conscious mediumship? What I thought I meant by conscious mediumship?
How's a dark soul going to do conscious mediumship? How ridiculous is that? Yeah, the dark soul is running a dark soul on the dark soul. Yeah, that's rich, Bob. Only the dark soul would try to confuse the masses with that. They woo them into their dining room so he could take over their table, too, and spill the Elisha cup.
The Elisha cup. Right, you mentioned that earlier. Yes. Okay, very good.
Several times. We're going to do it again, too. Okay, happy days.
Wait. No, Elisha. How do you spell Elisha?
Elijah.
Elijah.
E-L-I-J-A-H.
Okay,
yeah, It's way too fast, Carol. You have to go slow.
No, I got it. I got it.
Go slow. Okay. All right.
So why didn't you ask about what is the Elijah cup, Bob? Why didn't you ask?
I don't know. It's too much.
I'm not ready for it yet, Joe. It's the family say dinner on Passover. It's a Passover cup. Very important. It's a Passover cup.
Well, I'm not ready for that knowledge, Carol. I'm not ready for that yet. Okay.
It is left untouched in order of Elijah. So we don't get to drink out of it. Okay, thanks, Ion.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
much.
Darling. Always. Appreciate see y'all. Bright eyed, bushy tailed.
Okay, thank you.
See you Saturday.
All right.
He always seems. He always seems to hang up while he's still talking. Yeah. Okay, so. Mm-hmm.